This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Matt Evans. The Missouri State Highway Patrol is asking drivers to pay attention over the holiday. The Missouri Department of Transportation will not be suspending work zones, and in several parts of the state, there are actually additional street closures for 4th of July festivities. Trooper Justin Wheatley says it's an easy way to avoid accidents.
Our primary focus is just to get people to slow down, to pay attention to the responsibility of driving. Distracted driving is the primary cause of traffic-related crashes in Missouri. You know, that being cell phone usage, texting, eating, drinking, even messing with the radio.
Troopers are adding another piece of advice for traveling in this hot weather. That's be prepared. Wheatley says that means taking extra water and knowing what services are available along a route before starting out. Despite several mid-Missouri towns canceling their fireworks shows because of exceptionally dry conditions, the shows in Columbia and Jefferson City are still on. KBIA's Ryan Familiner has the details.
The city of Boonville decided to postpone its fireworks display this year due to the high heat, humidity, and drought-like conditions in the last few weeks. The folks at Bolster Castle in Kingdom City made the same decision. Superintendent of Columbia Parks and Recreation Karen Chandler says in years past, the city shot its display from a grass field.
I don't even know if they would have let us do it. I don't know. I don't know if I want to.
She says, fortunately this year, the Fire in the Sky display already planned to move closer to downtown Columbia and will be set off from the roof of a parking garage. So she expects everything to go as planned.
The Fire Marshal's office will have lots of spotters, and they will be very careful with the show. And we will listen to them, and whatever they advise us to do, we will do. Primarily, we're just concerned if we have high winds.
In Jefferson City, the story's much the same. Salute to America Festival Director Jill Snodgrass says the fire department's an integral part of their safety plan, and their venue also helps ease concerns.
We have a unique situation in that we shoot over a river. So we are just taking some little bit extra added precautions to keep the area wet.
As of Tuesday afternoon, the city of Fulton also planned to hold its fireworks display as planned. Ryan Familiner, KBIA News.
Missouri closed out its 2012 fiscal year with slightly better than expected revenues, but that doesn't necessarily translate to a budget surplus. Figures released yesterday show Missouri had more than $7.3 billion in general revenues during the fiscal year that ended the last day of June. That's up more than 3% compared to last year. State Budget Director Linda Lubering says the extra money helped cover higher than expected costs for disaster recovery efforts and other estimated budget items. Lubering says it could be early August before she's able to report the final balance for the 2012 budget. Republican businessman Dave Spence has chipped in another $500,000 to his Missouri gubernatorial campaign. Online records from the Missouri Ethics Commission show Spence gave $500,000 to his campaign this past weekend. That brings the total that Spence has given to his campaign to $2.75 million. Spence is the former president and CEO of Alpha Packaging in St. Louis. He is competing in the Republican primary against three other Republicans on August 7th to challenge Democratic Governor Jay Nixon's reelection bid. The Jefferson City Fire Department will ask voters to fund its new Fire Department Improvement Plan. KBIA's Ryan Familiner tells us about the unusual funding shuffle the department is proposing.
The Jefferson City Fire Department is asking voters to fund the plan that would purchase new equipment and trucks, cover technical upgrades, and pay for firefighter training. Captain Scott Spencer says, unfortunately, a lot of the department's equipment's getting old.
This Fire Department Improvement Plan is for the community. It all transcends down to the end user, the taxpayer, the customer that might be relying on us for emergency medical services, which we're going to be upgrading.
The measure would do two things. It would create a quarter cent sales tax to fund the plan, but it would also eliminate 17% of the city's property tax. Spencer says it's estimated the switch would bring in a net of 1.8 to 1.9 million more tax dollars. In February, Jefferson City voters defeated a measure that would have created a half cent sales tax to fund economic development projects in the city.
I think sales taxes pass and fail on their own merit. I think this sales tax, being that it is for an essential service, is a little more appealing to all spectrums of our community.
Spencer says the department's been trying to get a measure like this on the ballot for almost 15 years. He says they've never had a mayor, city administrator, and city council that all supported the plan like they do now. Voters will have their say on August 7th. Ryan Familiner, KBIA News. A Southeast Missouri man died from a copperhead bite this past weekend. It's only the second recorded copperhead bite fatality in the state, and as KRCU's Kurt Schilligo reports, it's the first one since 1965.
A copperhead bit 50-year-old Terry Brown Saturday night while he was camping along the Current River in Southeast Missouri. According to the Missouri Department of Conservation, such cases are extremely rare. Most snake bites occur when people try to handle snakes or from not washing their hands and feet. Missouri State Herpetologist Jeff Bringler says snakes are most likely to bite young males between 17 and 27 years of age. He says this age group is more likely to spend time in the woods and risk picking up the reptile.
Of our venomous snakes, most of them are actually have mild venom. The copperhead has the least toxic venom of all of them compared to the timber rattlesnake, which is larger in size.
Brigler says snake bite victims often die from a heart attack caused by the venom. I'm Kurt Schilligo.
The Missouri Supreme Court has suspended a St. Louis attorney who previously pleaded guilty in federal court to funneling contributions to the Missouri Democratic Party in a scheme that involved the former governor. Yesterday, the court suspended Edward Grzydek III from practicing law pending the final outcome of any disciplinary actions. Grzydek and former Democratic Governor Roger Wilson each pleaded guilty this spring to a similar misdemeanor charge. Prosecutors say they used money from Missouri Employers Mutual Insurance Company, where Wilson was the CEO, to reimburse a $5,000 donation that Grzydek's law firm made to the state Democratic Party in August of 2009. For KBIA News, I'm Matt Evans.